A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them. And bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought that you may bathe, that we may bathe your feet. And then rest yourself under the tree. And now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food that you may be refreshed yourself. And afterward, you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and roll, make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and sat these before the three men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" He replied, "There in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." The word of the Lord.
Justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. One who walks blamelessly and does justice, speaks the truth in his heart, and slanders not with his tongue. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Who harms not his fellow man, takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of and takes up no bribe against the innocent. One who dies as these things shall never be disturbed. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who does justice
from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the self-afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring completion for you and the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, and we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.